extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Kia ora and welcome back, Sam Lowe. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm good, thanks.
I say welcome back, but I actually wasn't here last week when you were in the studio for the first time. So for me, it's a first, which is very exciting.
Love a first time.
We've got some cool stuff that we're talking about today. Sweet and sour pork.
Yes, and kind of how amazing this dish is and how it's evolved in its history. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Okay, cool. Well, sweet and sour pork, I guess we all know as a Chinese classic, but how did it evolve into the dish it is today? In the 1880s in America, during, I guess, the Chinese Exclusion Acts, where the Chinese weren't allowed to, especially the laborers weren't allowed to do a lot of jobs that the white Americans were doing. So they created self-sufficient communities and created ethnic restaurants for their own communities. And this included a lot of like pungent, rich flavors that were very familiar with the people in these communities. So over time, other ethnic minority laborers started to find these restaurants and fell in love with these pungent flavors. And soon after, in the early 1900s, wealthier white Americans started finding out about them.
And what is this?
Yeah, and then Chinatown America kind of were like the hub of where you would go to get exotic and wild flavors. Then that kind of evolved into really busy Chinatown restaurants, and the Chinese community were finding it hard to find spices and ingredients that were more traditional. So they sourced more, ingredients that were more available to them. So tomato sauce, white vinegar, and that kind of evolved into the sweet and sour pork dish. I mean, like the true origin of this dish, I mean, different parts of China would have different regional cuisines that would utilize vinegar and sugar, but I guess the evolving part of it is using ketchup and white vinegar. And I guess since McDonald's in the 1980s released the sweet and sour chicken nugget sauce, that was like
iconic from my childhood.
Yeah, and that's kind of when Americans were like, this is part of America now.
That's so interesting to take something that was, you know, almost like a comfort or something that was like a sense of cultural identity in a place that was very hostile to, you know, the Chinese community at that time. And for them to that sort of come full circle, but in that funny way where it's like, well, we'll take your food, but we're still not 100% sure about you guys as people yet. We're still quite racist over here. We're not 100% all kar pai. I mean, that's a really interesting thing, and I'm sure probably there's a lot of really significant cultural dishes that have had similar relationships like through history as well. But it is one of those things that's now like a staple for people.
100%. So it's a staple now, and it's evolved from being, I guess, food as survival for the Chinese communities back
totally,
then.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
And in Aotearoa, what's our like relationship with sweet and sour pork? Because it is one of those things that I'm sure everybody's eaten, you know, unless you're vegetarian, but it is one of those dishes that we also have a really strong relationship with here.
And I guess the first, most of us in New Zealand, the first time trying sweet and sour pork were from Chinese takeaways.
Yeah.
And Chinese takeaways selling fish and chips, these were all derived majority from like Chinese coming over and during the gold rush and creating these restaurants and establishments to gain income. But if we think about Kiwiana today and food culture, fish and chips and Chinese takeaways is a huge part of our culture. So it defines our food.
Yeah, absolutely. So where's some of the best spots to go get some sweet and sour pork in Tamaki? Where do we go, Sam?
Okay,
you got a list here, I'm excited. But,
so my personal favorite, and I guess my family's favorite, would be Golden Jade in Epsom and Sun World in Newmarket. However, I also reached out to my followers on IG and they gave me some popular answers. So Tianzi Dumpling House in Mount Albert is great. Barilla Dumpling 2 The newer one.
Oh, okay. Very specifically that one.
Mr. Zhao's Dumpling House in Newland. So, yes. OGs. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great. If anybody has a secret fave that they want to text into 5395, your best sweet and sour pork spot, you can. 5395 is that number. Have you ever made this at home? Is this something that you like cook often with your family? Or what's your sort of like relationship to this for your own cooking?
So when my parents... I was born in Fiji, so my parents owned takeaways in Fiji, but also they've owned takeaways in New Zealand as well. So I've made this dish ever since I was like probably like 12.
Yeah.
So working the woks, deep frying, etc. And that's my relationship with it. So just growing up with it. And the recipe is kind of like free for all, but
yep.
Traditionally it's with white vinegar, ketchup. However, if you want to elevate the dish, you can swap out the ketchup and white vinegar and use black aged vinegar.
Yeah,
And the sugar, maybe use something more rich like muscovado or dark cane sugar, and that will give you more complexity to that dish.
And so that's how you get that kind of gorgeous glossiness to it and that sort of stickiness. That's the sugar component there.
Yeah, the sugar, but also there is a cornflour slurry as well.
Okay,
so that thickens the sauce at the end of the dish. Traditionally they would use tinned pineapples as well, but I would use any seasonal fruit that you could find.
Cool. What's a favourite for you to chuck in there when you're making it yourself? Do you have a fave, or is it whatever's going at a time?
I love stone fruit, so I would throw in peaches, and persimmon's in season right now, so I would throw in that as well.
Oh, persimmon in that would be so nice. Love a good persimmon moment. It is my favourite time of the year in the supermarket when they're all like cheap and affordable, or even when you're just walking down the road and you can see them hanging over on the footpath and you're like, free game, that one is my persimmon today. Sam, thank you so much for bringing in sweet and sour pork. It's such a fascinating history and made me very hungry as well. So appreciate it.
Amazing. Thank you for having me.
Have a lovely rest of your Thursday.
Food for thought.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Thank you.